Guys, it's here. It's another lockdown special edition of On the Ropes, and we've got a blockbuster show for you this week. Coming live from Brentwood, we will be joined by British heavyweight prospect Fabio Wardley. Now, Fabio is 8-0, seven of those wins coming by the way of knockout. So, first and foremost, Fabio, welcome to the show, my friend.
Mate, thank you for having me. Thank you.
No worries, no worries. Hope you're all well. And first question, really, how have you been coping with COVID-19?
Yeah, it's all been all right. Making do, just getting through like everyone else, really. Just making do with what you can and just staying fit, really. Staying fit, staying training, staying ready, just waiting for the call to come when it did.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Fabio, it's been over a year, really, since we last caught up with you on the show. And it looks like you've obviously been keeping yourself fit. You haven't fought really since last summer. Would you agree that obviously with COVID and everything else, it's been a bit of a stop-start year for you and just boxing in general?
Yeah, definitely. Like after my last fight, I had to take a small break off because of an injury that I had to my elbow. And then I had that, obviously then had a fight booked ready for December. So I was looking to stay busy, keep going, stay active, and then picked up another injury while I was away on a sparring camp away in Miami. So, yeah, it's been a bit stop-start injuries, and then obviously coming to the new year, I'm fresh, ready to go, and then COVID-19 hit. So it's just been one thing after the other, but it's just all part of the game. Sometimes things don't go to plan. You just kind of have to stay with it, adapt, and just keep ready.
Hi, Fabio, Charlie. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, mate. Sorry.
Sorry, I don't know what happened there. It's Charlie here, mate. How are you?
I'm good. How's things, bud?
Yeah, all good, mate. All good. We're hanging in there like yourself. So Mark just asked a couple of questions. A question from me is, boxing is back this Friday. Frank Warren's show is kicking in this Friday. But there's also a massive, behind closed doors event, which obviously Matchroom, which you're part of, commencing in August, in the Matchroom Mansion, which is not too far from where we record our weekly show. Headlining, there's some great fights there. I mean, you're in camp, you're due to fight Simon Vallely for the English heavyweight title. How's camp? And more importantly, how will it feel behind closed doors without fans?
Yeah, camp's been going really well, to be fair. I'm in great shape, probably the best shape I've been in. Everything's been going really well. We've been firing on all cylinders. So me, the team, everyone feels really good about the upcoming fight. And it'll be a bit of a there'll be a small adjusting period kind of with getting there and there being no supporters and no fans in the arena at all. But I've kind of done that before already on shows where I've fought on massive shows, but really early on when there's no one in the arena. So it's kind of already had my first little test and taster for that to kind of get me ready for a night like this where there's going to be no supporters there. So it's not too much of a shock for me. It will be weird, but ultimately once you're in that ring, kind of everything disappears and you just focus on the task at hand.
Yeah, and Fabio, obviously the Matchroom event behind closed doors, you're due to fight for the English heavyweight title against Simon Vallely. Now, this fight, Charlie, I have to give you credit here because when we last caught up with Fabio, you called this as a potential opponent for Fabio. So, firstly, Fabio, I mean, how do you see the fight going? Vallely's an experienced guy. You know, he's boxed at cruiserweight. I mean, what do you have in your armory that he hasn't got?
I've got youth. I've got the speed. I've got the power. I'm the natural heavyweight. I've been a heavyweight my whole career. So I've been naturally sparring with heavyweights, naturally in heavyweight fights. So I'm adapted to this climate, this style of fighting, and this way of doing things. So it's normal for me. There'll be an adjusting period for him getting used to it and being in them with a real heavyweight, not one that can bang, but one that's obviously got the speed that will beat him to the punch as well. So I think he's in for a bit of a shock with that.
And in terms of, you know, you looking beyond this fight, Fabio, or, you know, when we met last year, obviously I mentioned Vilili to you and I thought that would be a good matchup. I mean, you said even back then, you know, what's important now for your career is getting the straps, you know, learning your craft, starting at the bottom. I mean, this is a perfect opportunity to gain that English title. Are you looking beyond, you know, what's next, or are you just looking at this fight first and foremost?
No, 100% focused on this fight for the time being. We just get this done, get this dusted, get my first belt, my first kind of tick off my first milestone on my boxing journey and get that kind of that mark down. And then we'll look forward and then we'll look to see kind of what options are available, because it doesn't just depend on kind of what I want to do, but it depends on obviously the coronavirus and the pandemic and everything that's going on with that, if we're able to fight, when we're able to fight, what shows are available and things. So it's all a bit up in the air, but you just got to stay wait and stay ready.
And I was going to ask Fabio, in terms of Matchroom, have they, obviously they're preparing for the event on August the 1st, in terms of boxes safety and even the media safety, any indications on how it's going to be done, what the precautions are? I mean, have they been keeping the boxes just, you know, up to speed with what's going on behind the scenes?
Bits and bobs. The problem with it is it changes every day, because when we were first talking about this a month or so ago, the restrictions and regulations for it were going to be a lot more stricter. And then now it's eased off a tiny bit. And then by the time we get to the 1st of August, it'll probably have eased off a bit more. So it's just a day-by-day process. Obviously, everyone, the fighters, their teams and stuff would all be tested and stuff, and everyone will be checked and looked after. So there will be there's no way like the council, the board or anyone will let this go forward without a real solid level of testing and making sure everyone's healthy. But it changes just day by day with things that are going on, because you don't know exactly what the rules are with it is and how it's gonna affect the boxing, because this is the first time something like this has ever happened. It's the first time there'll ever been a boxing show in the middle of a pandemic. So it's a funny one to kind of figure out, and everyone's still trying to find their feet with it. But everything will be kept safe and within guidelines.
I mean, and obviously there's a few of these events going to be put on, but this is the very first one. And in terms of the event as it runs over the next few weeks and months, it looks like the build up from Matchroom will be eventually for a pay per view event, and on that event is likely, I believe, to be obviously your management really, Dillian White versus Povotkin. I mean, you know, this pandemic could reoccur, as we know. Is this the future, you know, short term, in terms of, you know, non-spectators being at these big events and pay-per-view?
Yeah, I think it may be. And for the time being, it's just what we're going to have to do. Like, boxers are just going to have to get used to it. They're going to have to suck it up and stay professional, really. Like, you're a boxer at the end of the day. You're there to fight, whether there's one person there or 100,000 people. It doesn't matter. Like, you should be able to still do your job and still perform. It shouldn't be based off whether there's a crowd there. And ultimately, if as boxers you want to box, you want to build your experience, you want to get that experience, get that money in, then you need to be fighting. And if this is the way we have to do it for the time being, so everyone's safe and still healthy and we're managing it, then that's the way it's got to be done.
Yeah, I mean, and Mark touched upon there, you know, leading up throughout the, you know, the series when it kicks off, and then towards the end, it's going to be White versus Povotkin. I mean, you work closely with White. I mean, how is he, and how do you think this fight will go for him? You know, I mean, Povotkin's no fault.
No, definitely not. He's no fault whatsoever. He's well experienced. He's obviously been a world title contender before, and he's been in with some great guys, and he's had a great career. He's well experienced and well versed in boxing. So under no circumstances is Dill gonna underestimate him or take it lightly. I know Dill very well, how he trains, how he prepares for fights. Obviously he puts everything in, and he'll come out on night, he'll come out on top, and he'll come out on form. But I think it'll be a great fight, just because they're both very come forward fighters. Neither of them really take a backward step. Like, neither of them are really ever in a boring fight. Like, they're always up for a good scrap and getting stuck in. So I think it'll be a great night.
And Fabio, we've seen this week news that obviously Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury, that has been issued for later in the year, possibly December. The British heavyweight scene in general is red, red hot at the moment. Obviously, you're coming up the ranks. You get past Vilili, I think, personally. This is my view. And then you've got some potential big, big boys, you know, up there, and your name will be up there. The likes of, obviously, Daniel Dubois versus Joe Joyce. I guess you'll be looking at that one later in the year very, very closely for the British title.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, the British heavyweight scene is booming. Like, we're doing, like, we hold all the belts, the British, and we've got a lot of new up-and-coming guys coming through, and just people in their middle ranks as well.
Bad connection. Sorry, Fabio, that was quite a bad connection. We missed that. Can you just repeat that? Sorry, mate.
Yeah, sorry. I was just saying the heavyweight scene, the British heavyweight scene also is kind of taking control of the division at the moment, and we're really dominating things, and we've got a lot of great fighters all the way at the top level and coming through, like myself and like Daniel and stuff that you mentioned as well, that we can really kick on with this division. So it'll be really interesting to see how things play out, and especially the Dubois and Joyce fight that's been rebooked for later in the year as well. I'll obviously have eyes on that, and so will a lot of other people in the division. So there's a lot going on, and it'll be interesting.
Well, you mentioned there's a lot going on, and there certainly is. I mean, what's your views? Jarrell Miller, he's failed a second drugs test. I mean, what's your views on that? You know, should these big guys really be trying to enhance themselves even more when they're kind of big enough? You know, they should have the natural power. Should they really, especially someone like him who's always been found out once and he's done it all over again? I mean, what's your view on that?
Yeah, with that, it's just pure stupidity. I think maybe even the first time around when he was caught out with three different substances. So even then you couldn't kind of say, oh, it was an accident, it was a mistake, accidentally did this or accidentally did that. There was three different substances, and I think it was confirmed that one of them had to be injected by a needle of some sort. So there's no way of getting around that. So yeah, okay, he did it once, and I don't think he ever really got a ban for it. He just took some time out of boxing. But now he's come back, someone signed him again, someone's took a chance on him, got him a fight and put him back into training and stuff, and he's gone right back to it and done it again. So that's ridiculous. Like, boxing's a hard enough sport as it is. You're already risking your life to a high level and a high degree, and then for someone to be taking extra like precautions to try and beat people, try and hurt people, is just different level. Like, that's something that really needs to be stamped down. I think he really needs to be made an example of, like, especially with how it's gone, that he's done it once and then literally the next opportunity he's had, he's done it straight away again. But I think he needs to be banned for life, because clearly he's not confident enough to fight without it, or he's not confident in his own abilities or something. He's just so used to doing it now that he doesn't want to do it without some sort of abuse in his system. So, yeah, I think that he really needs to be made an example of.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And now, Fabio, we touched on this off-air, actually. I was going to throw a spanner in the works and just ask a question, really. Have you ever been asked this before? I've been during lockdown. We've all, you know, you're keeping yourself fit. You're in camp. I'm not keeping myself fit and I'm not in camp, but I'm watching a lot of documentaries. I'm watching Netflix. I'm watching Sky. And I touched upon the Muhammad Ali documentary. Now, has anyone ever said to you that you are the spit of Muhammad Ali Jr.? Muhammad Ali when he was young.
When he was younger. When he was younger.
You are the spit of him.
Yeah, everyone says that. I have a few that I get, to be honest. I get Ali when he was first starting out, when he was a lot younger. I get Joe Joyce a lot, and I get I get Chris Eubank Jr. as well. So I've got a few different lookalikes that I keep getting compared to. But I have heard the Ali one before, so yeah, it's there.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic documentary, really is. It's to all our listeners, it's worth a watch. And trust me when I say this, you'll see the resemblance, especially when Ollie was a lot younger than he is. I mean, and obviously, Fabio, if you had some of his moves, mate, you'll be right up there winning all those tracks very soon.
Even if I had 5% of what he had, I'd be way up there.
Yeah, well, I hope you go on and win that English title first step, and then you kick on, because you've definitely got the quality in our view.
Appreciate that. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
Now, Fabio, look, we're going to leave it there. We do appreciate your time today. I know you're a busy man. We wish you the best of luck in just under a month on August the 1st. For all our listeners, you know, this is Fabio Wardley. If you haven't seen him in action yet, you will do on August the 1st, and trust me, you'll be impressed. So, Fabio, thank you for your time today from everyone here at Phoenix 98 FM.
No worries, guys. Thank you very much.
Take care, Fabio. Best of luck, mate.
You too. Cheers, bud. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Charlie, what a guy. Lovely fella. Second time he's been on the show. You know, very knowledgeable, knows his boxing inside and out. Big test coming up for him on August the 1st.
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. But yeah, what a gentleman. You know, we first bumped into him last year. You know, he's kind of local to us. You know, Ipswich is only down the A12. So, you know, everyone in Essex get behind him. Obviously, everyone in Suffolk get behind him. He's a tremendous lad, local lad. And, you know, he's got potential. There's no two ways about that. He's a big unit. Vallely, I think, will cause him a little bit of problems. But he's more a cruiserweight. And like Fabio said, he's the natural heavyweight. So with youth on his side and obviously speed as well. And, you know, he's got a good right hand in terms of power. You know, I think he takes that title, I really do. And then it's onwards and upwards.
Absolutely. And, I mean, there is some big domestic fights out there for him. You know, you could throw, you know, Dave Allen in there. You could throw, you know, Joe Joyce. You've got Gorman. You've got people, you know, guys like that could be the next step, really, domestically. You know, even if Price wants to get back in there. You know, there's some tests out there for him. I'd love to see him kick on and really have a big, big, big British title fight with the winner of Dubois and Joyce. I mean, that, you know, that would be just epic. We could have AJ, we could have Fury, and we could have, you know, someone like Fabio Wardley versus one of the big boys. But I think he will go on and win that English title. Charlie, a few stories breaking this week. I want to get your view on this for all our listeners. The big story, really, this week, Billy Joe Saunders versus Canelo Alvarez will not happen in September. Billy doesn't fancy the fight. He's turned it down, not for any other reason other than the fact he was offered a pay cut. And he said he won't be ready for September. I mean, so many fighters now, Charlie, coming into the frame for Canelo. The likes of Callum Smith, Chris Eubank Jr., even David Lemieux and John Ryder all been linked.
Yeah, Lamar, I find it quite shocking, really, that Billy Joe is not ready for this fight. You know, he's been talking it up for months, probably the last year, that it's either Canelo or Callum Smith that he wanted. You know, he's got the... I know COVID-19 has affected everyone, but, you know, he still should be relatively fit, right? He should be keeping himself game, you know, game time ready, because he's been calling on these big fights, and it's a real, real disappointment. And, you know, if he really wanted that fight, and he's saying he's getting undercut and stuff like that, I find it quite embarrassing, really. As a professional sportsman, he should have been ready. So it's not that he's unfit. Clearly, it's all about the money, Mark. And it's left a bad taste in my mouth with Billy Joe. It really has.
Yeah, and I think it is clearly all about the money. I do agree with your point saying that Billy Joe Saunders can't say he's not ready. He's a professional sportsman. He should be keeping himself fit even during lockdown. You know, there's ways and means of training. So I couldn't agree more with that point. Disappointing, as you say, and it probably has come down to money. Which is a real, real shame. But hopefully at some point that fight can happen, because I'd love to see it happen, because both are elite boxers. Now, we touched upon this. Next Friday, Frank Warren Show Live Boxing is back, and back in a big way. It kicks off 7 p.m. BT Sport with Brad Foster headlining versus James Beach, and the Ilford lad, Charlie, Hamza Shiraz versus Paul Keane. You know, we've caught up with Hamza, great talent, and Brad Foster, very, very good fighter.
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. It's a real, real, you know, it's a domestic show, really, isn't it? And it's just good to see boxing back. I think it's going to be at the BT Studios, am I right? Is that right, in Stratford?
That's correct,
yeah. Yeah, so it's
behind closed doors.
Yeah, behind closed doors in the studio format, which, you know, it's good to see, but I think it's just a little taster, isn't it? You know, then, you know, they're good names, don't get me wrong, but, you know, when you compare this bill to what Eddie Hearn's doing in his backyard, you know, there's no comparison really, is there? Mark, you there?
No, absolutely. Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I just lost you there. Yeah, absolutely. There are some, you know, big bouts coming up. Also, read this week, there will be another. There's been another big show announced. This time, MTK will return with Boxing Behind Closed Doors, and this will be live coming from Wakefield. Now, on that first show is John O'Carroll versus Maxie Hughes, August 11th. The second show, Lewis Croker versus Lewis Green, on August the 25th. And the third show will be Akeem Ennis Brown versus Philip Bowes on September the 1st. So MTK, Charlie, looking at this whole behind closed doors thing, boxers, they want to be active, they have to be paid, and the only way they're going to get paid is to get back in that boxing ring.
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. And it just shows you that, you know, the abundance of names and talent that MTK have got, because that's another tasty little bill there, you know, and it's up in Wakefield. Again, it's going to be in a studio format. It's going to be on television, obviously. And you know, we've just missed boxing for so long that it's just fantastic to see, you know, these good names, recognised names in the sport, you know, willing to get back involved in the sport, irrespective if it's behind closed doors or not. Because, you know, there's no better practice than actually getting in that ring and fighting. So it's fantastic to see.
No, absolutely. And now this is a huge story. Roberto Duran, he was basically tested positive for COVID-19. He was in hospital. He was in quite a bad way during the week. News breaking over the weekend that basically Duran has made a recovery. He's been discharged from hospital. He's now recovering at home. He's quoted this weekend as saying, "It was a championship fight that I was able to win as a team. I'll be a former champion, but you, the doctors, are the real champions of life." What a great story and fantastic news for Roberto Duran.
Yeah, I mean, what a phenomenal heart he had inside the ring, Mark. So clearly he's still got that heart and that desire and that passion, you know, and arguably the toughest fight of his career. That, I mean, you know, this whole pandemic, we've seen a lot of tragedy. You know, there's people we know, especially, you know, close to the station as well, that have fought this. It's a horrible, horrible virus. And yeah, I mean, he must have some cojones to get through that. And, you know, he's not a young man either anymore. So, you know, fantastic to see and hear. And, you know, I'll wish him a speedy recovery. And, you know, obviously he seems like he's come out the other side. So his family and loved ones would be really, really pleased to see that.
Yeah, totally. Now, we've been all over socials this week with this one. The WBC have now ordered Luke Campbell versus Ryan Garcia for the WBC interim lightweight title. Now, this comes according to Eddie Hearn. The winner could become the mandatory challenger for Devin Haney. Campbell, for me, Charlie, too much experience for Garcia, but Garcia is a phenomenal talent. Really, really is.
Yeah, I don't know if you're still there, Mark. Your line's dreadful. It's fantastic.
I'm still here.
Bout. Yeah, fantastic, fantastic bout. Luke Campbell, you know, world-class fighter, you know, a great amateur for Great Britain. As a pro, he's just missed out. He's just been on the cusp. You know, Lomachenko, his last fight, we were there, you know, at the O2. I mean, he was, you know, phenomenal that night. But he was just, you know, he was just beaten by a pound for pound great. Garcia has the potential to be great, Mark, but he's still only, you know, was he 21, 22? He's still a kid, really. Luke has got so much experience. And, you know, I think this is a fascinating bout. It really is. Out of interest, who would you go with on this one?
I'm going to go with Campbell just because he's got the experience. He's been in there already at world level. As you touched on, Garcia is only 21. He is, you know, potentially the future Mexican pin-up boy of boxing after Canelo. There is power there from Garcia, don't get me wrong, but I think Luke Campbell's got too much ring craft for him. You know, a very good amateur. He fought well against Lomachenko. He, you know, he was outclassed. But I'm going to go with Campbell. And I think it will be 12 rounds. And I think he takes it on points.
Well, I mean, I'll go with you as well. I fancy Campbell. And I think this is a huge risk by, you know, Oscar De La Hoya. I think Garcia's been asking for big fights. Now, That's fine asking for big fights, but you know, you kind of have to prove your mettle a little bit. And I'm not sure he has, Mark. You know, I really don't think he has. And I think this could be, you know, a leap too far, or a jump too soon, whatever you want to call it. Because Luke Campbell is no mug. You know, maybe Garcia should have took another stepping stone to get to Campbell first and foremost. And I think, you know, I think this may backfire for Oscar De La Hoya and Garcia.
Yeah, I think you could be right now, Charlie. One of your current tips for 2020, and it hasn't really materialised that way because you thought he would go on and be pound for pound number one this year. He could still do that, but this has been announced. Julio Cesar Martinez will defend his WBC flyweight title against Mick Williams Aroro on Eddie Hearn's first show back in the US, August the 15th in Oklahoma. Now, also on that bill could be Cecilia Breakhouse versus Jessica McCaskill. You know, Martinez, Charlie, you really, really do rate. We saw him against Charlie Edwards, and he destroyed him, really, didn't he?
Yeah, he's a great, great little fighter. He really is. He's got the potential to go up through the ranks. He really is, through the weights, you know, and be, like I've mentioned, he will be a pound for pound. You know, he's got, you know, so much heart, so much skill, you know, footwork, you know, his hand speed, not only his hand speed, but for a little guy, he can really, really hit, you know, really hit. Obviously, he's going to be a pound for pound. The only reason really he hasn't, you know, got there yet is because of the pandemic. You know, I called it, I said 2020 will be a great year. I stand by that, but it's obviously going to be delayed now into 2021 when you really start to see the fruits of his labour, because he fears no one. And when he gets in that ring, you know, he goes to town. So for a little guy, you know, keep your eyes on Martinez. You know, looking forward to see this bout. I can't see any problems here whatsoever. You know, he comes through this with ease. And then hopefully, you know, you might see another fight to the back end of 2021, sorry, 2020, but 2021 is where you really see him, you know, make his mark on the sport.
Yeah, I do agree there, Charlie. He is a fantastic talent. He's a great technician. And yes, next year will be a huge, huge year for Martinez. Back to the domestic scene now, really. Final story for us. Shacann Peters versus Chad Sugden for the British light heavyweight title has been rescheduled now for August the 22nd, and it's going to be at a purpose-built studio. Also on this card is likely to be Isaac Chamberlain back in action. It's been a while. And this is Mick Hennessy's first show behind closed doors, and it will be live on Channel 5 in the United Kingdom, August 22nd, Charlie.
Yeah, good little dust up, Mark. This Chad Sugden, we know him from fighting a former guest of the show, Craig Spider Richards. He drew with him at Your Call. Just yeah, when was it? Earlier in the year, wasn't it? Because Craig Richards was due to fight Pitters for this title, so Chad Sugden gave a good account of himself against Richards, so he's got the nod for this. I think Peters will be too strong for Sugden. Sugden's, you know, relatively not a novice, but he's had a few scraps, but he's more from a kickboxing background. So I think Peters will have the better of him for this. But it's just great to see, you know, boxing back on Channel 5. You know, and in general, boxing back on television, right? It's just fantastic to see. So this is a good domestic fight. Isaac Chamberlain also, you know, he signed with Mick Hennessy. You know, good cruiserweight. Obviously, been unlucky in the past. You know, against Acoli, people like that. So he's been very, very inactive, Mark. So I'm interested to see how he returns, because, you know, another former guest of the show, cruiserweight, Chris Billim Smith. You know, there's been a lot of talk about him potentially facing Chamberlain. So I'm interested to see how Chamberlain fares in this. So yeah, good bout. You know, Channel 5 in the UK, fantastic.
That's not a bad shout, actually. Chamberlain has been in with Acoli, as you touched on Billim Smith. That'd be a good fight if Billim Smith can get back, get past his next opponent. I think he's going to be out on one of the Matchroom shows very, very soon over the summer. So yeah, Chamberlain versus Billim Smith would actually be a very, very good bout. Now, guys, as Charlie touched on, boxing is back next Friday, the 10th of July. It'll be on your television screens, BT Sport. Coverage starts from 7 p.m. It's not only big time boxing that's going to be back live, it's going to be On the Ropes back live from Sunday, August the 2nd, 8 p.m., Phoenix 98 FM. It's been a while. Charlie, we haven't really seen too much of each other over lockdown. You know, we've been following the procedures and processes. You know, I can't wait to get back in the studio, but we have to play it safe. You know, we have to think safety first, and we've done that. But we will be live in just under a month, August the 2nd, and we'll have lots to catch up on.
Absolutely. And obviously that, you know, August the 2nd is the day after that, you know, the first Matchroom series, which will be at the Matchroom Mansion, August the 1st. So there'll be lots to talk about, lots of fighting to review. You know, there'll be guests from past and present within the sport, you know, upcoming on our shows. Obviously, due to the pandemic, we don't want to get too close in the studio. So it just, you know, we're keeping it. We're following the guidelines. You know, we'll have guests on the telephone. And then obviously, as we listen to the government and things start easing, hopefully, you know, we can start incorporating live guests back into the studio. But it's fantastic. You know, On the Ropes, we'll be back August the 2nd, live in a studio format, live on your radios, live on your Alexa devices. You have no excuse. Phoenix 98 FM, every Sunday from August the 2nd, 8 p.m. sharp.
Well, guys, we're going to leave you there. We hope you've enjoyed another special lockdown edition with Fabio Wardley, Charlie Foley and Mark Foley. And we wish you all the very best. Stay safe, stay healthy, and let's do this together. Let's control the virus. And we will catch you very, very soon for another lockdown edition of On the Ropes. Take care, guys.